Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Pedro Guerrero. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Tim Jones. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Magrain. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Joe Magrain. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jones catches it and throws to first to double up Jeffries. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel misplays the ball. That's an error on Teufel. Coleman moves to third. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. Pendleton tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cone covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Teufel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Elster hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Elster reaches second base with a double. David Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Guerrero, who tags Cone trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elster moves to third. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Elster scores. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Magrain is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Magrain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first, with Magrain covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Peña for a passed ball. McReynolds moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Teufel moves to second. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Teufel moves to third. Elster moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Elster moves to third. Cohn moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Elster scores. Cohn scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. McReynolds moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. Chris Carpenter now pitching. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Carter reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Mets. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oquendo for the out. One out. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Booker pinch hits for Chris Carpenter. Rod Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. Pena strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. John Morris now playing right field. Tom Pignazzi now catching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morris, who is chasing the ball. Teufel reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to home to get Teufel. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Mets. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pignazzi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Denny Walling pinch hits for Dan Quisenberry. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-3 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohn covering, for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Mets. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. John Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.